I'm Mark Bayshore. To begin our program today, the standards for becoming a classroom teacher in the Detroit public schools will be changing soon. Part of Michigan's DPS bailout effectively relaxed teacher certification standards in the district. Advocates for the change, which include Governor Rick Snyder, have been making their case for some years. But others resist the change, including our first two guests today. Dr. Margaret Crocco is the chairperson of the Department of Teacher Education at Michigan State University's College of Education. Welcome, Dr. Crocco.
Good morning, Mark.
And we also welcome Sonia Gunnings-Moten, Assistant Dean of Student Support Services and Recruitment, also at MSU's College of Ed. Welcome, Sonia.
Good morning to you, Mark.
We still have a few details, really, concerning how this will be implemented, but I'd like to hear from both of you here and just talk to us broadly about what you think this means or could mean.
Yeah, I think that it is an unfortunate decision to open the door, even though we don't know as yet whether anyone will act upon this opportunity. But I think it's an unfortunate decision to open the door to the possibility of having non-certified teachers working in DPS. Everything we know from the research about the impact of non-certified teachers would raise many questions about why one wants to go this route. There was research a number of years ago in New York that compared the efficacy of certified to non-certified teachers in that huge New York City school system. And it showed that non-certified teachers were less effective in promoting raising student achievement than certified teachers. And at a time when we want the achievement of all of Michigan's students to be going up, this seems to me an unfortunate move that will harm students of Detroit.
Yeah, Sonia Gunnings-Moten, what do you think?
Well, I concur with everything that Margaret has just said. It would help for us to have a better understanding of what the promotion of the presence of non-certified teachers in Detroit public schools is really expected to respond to or accomplish. And as Margaret has said, we don't have any evidence that would suggest to us that such an effort would result in what we hope is a shared agenda by all, and that is increased educational opportunities and outcomes for Detroit children.
Well, the discussion, one of the discussion's focuses is, is on professional people who've enjoyed careers in the STEM fields, in particular, engineering and the like, the thinking being that there's a lot of those people who could help students in the classroom. On the surface, at least, that hardly seems radical. Do you have particular concerns with that?
Yes, I think there is an assumption that's made, Mark, that just because you have deep content knowledge, as certainly engineers would have of their field, that this is adequate preparation for teaching school children. We know that content knowledge is necessary, but we also know that it's not sufficient in terms of efficacy in the classroom and raising student achievement. There are bodies of knowledge, for example, the psychological development of students, the cognitive development of students that's important. One needs to know something about classroom management. One needs to know something about schools in order to be effective in translating that content knowledge into real educational achievement for children.
Let's work another voice into our conversation here briefly. This is a perspective that seems fairly similar to your own. Let's listen to Michigan Superintendent of Schools Brian Whiston on relaxed teacher certification. This is Superintendent Whiston from last Thursday here on Current State.
The profession of being a teacher is a very noble job, a very difficult job. I mean, you're kind of a nurse, you're a social worker, you're a doctor, you're an educator. There's a lot of different roles you play, and to be successful, you have to play all those roles well. So while I don't support having teachers who are uncertified in the classroom, I do support, you know, a streamlined process to get people who have a passion for kids and a knowledge base to get into the classroom and teach on a quicker basis.
So in the end, he says he is against non-certified classroom teachers, but he appears to accept that this is that this is changing, and he does see a role for certain non-certified educators.
Well, yeah, I would encourage us to get the focus back on what is best for students as opposed to adults. So when I hear the argument that there are those in the business or other sectors who are interested in teaching, of course, we find that admirable. But that interest is about their agenda. I'm more concerned about what is in the best interest in meeting the educational outcomes of these students. And so, as Margaret has said, it is about more than the content knowledge in and of itself, and it is more than about just wanting to be engaging with students in the classroom. We are of the position that it requires a professional preparation, pedagogical understanding in order to be effective in that context. So the desire to simply want to teach is in and of itself not sufficient.
Let me bring up another rather delicate point here. This is a district that has struggled mightily for years. Does the need in DPS do anything to justify the plan any further?
If I could just first respond to the question that you'd asked last time and the Brian Whiston comment,
sure.
Because I would point out that we already have a program in place at MSU for fast-tracking individuals in STEM areas into classrooms. It has been sponsored by NSF, by the Woodrow Wilson Foundation. It's part of a national initiative to do the kind of thing that we're talking about here, which is to fast-track individuals who come with the desire to teach, but it puts them into a program, a master's program, that gives them the bodies of knowledge that they need through some acceleration in the summer, and then through a very, very closely monitored and mentored teaching experience throughout the year, ultimately culminating in a master's program. So, you know, I think the tricky thing here is to try to understand more deeply the question of need. Sonia's pointing out, whose need are we talking about? But one of the things that we know, for example, is that there are shortages in DPS in some areas like STEM, but these are shortages that exist across the country. These are shortages, bilingual education, special education, for example, that
they're
exist.
They're not worse in Detroit than they are generally everywhere else?
They may be. I am not sure that they are any worse than exists in most major metropolitan areas, because urban areas are always the hardest to staff. But some of that we could look to questions of what else might explain the fact that there appear to be shortages. One of the things that we know about our MSU grads is that many of them would like to teach in Detroit. However, the calendar for the hiring process in Detroit has been later in the season than for many other districts around the state and around the country. So effectively, what happens is that our students who would be happy and really seek a teaching job in Detroit get offers in March and April and May. And of course, they're worried about their student loans. They're worried about having a job. So that in the past, Detroit has tried to hire later. And I'm sure this has contributed to a perceived shortage in teachers in that district, especially in the high needs areas.
And that is the case in Detroit. My partners in Detroit Public School, just as Margaret has explained, recognize that being an organizational problem and have engaged in efforts just recently to reverse that trend that I think need to be acknowledged. Just this past month, Detroit Public Schools hosted one of a series of teacher fairs with the intent to make early offers. The one last month actually occurred at Martin Luther King High School. There were over 400 mostly certified professionals seeking teaching positions in Detroit Public Schools. DPS, if I understand correctly, made offers to over 100 of them at that fair. So they are readying themselves to address what they know will be perceived shortages for the upcoming academic year. So they too have been aware of the challenges in their timing of offering teaching positions. And we also know from research that when you place individuals in these teaching positions after the school year has started, you also increase the likelihood that they will leave. So we're trying to, and they are trying to, get ahead of that game and have made some significant efforts. So I just offer that to say that there has been a tremendous response by certified educators who have an interest and who have a desire to work in Detroit Public Schools. But that does not change the challenges that will continue to prevail that making the decision to open the door for non-certified teachers does not address. That does not address the absence of incentives for high-quality educators to work in these settings. It does not address the challenges of the working conditions under which they must perform and reach high levels of academic achievement.
I know you're troubled by the Detroit focus of
I'm very troubled by that.
This. Talk to us about that.
Well, of course, the question and the conversation that I'm having with those in Detroit is, why is this only Detroit? And I've heard others saying that there may be a plan or anticipation for it to be
others. They want to expand it. Some number of people at the Capitol want to expand it.
And that in and of itself, again, takes me back to the question, so why Detroit? As it is right now, it is just Detroit. And we don't know what or if or how these efforts or this position may expand to others. What we know right now is that it's starting with Detroit. And there is a interesting sort of groundswell of conversation among parents and community members who are asking to be educated because of this sort of conversation, Mark, so this is helpful, who themselves are asking to be educated about what does this mean, who themselves are saying, why has the decision been made that less qualified individuals can teach my children? So in an interesting way, it has opened up and provided an avenue for us to have conversations that we have not been on top of in the past. But yes, parents and community members, fortunately, are asking that question, why this decision and why Detroit?
We are talking with Sonia Gunnings-Moten, Assistant Dean of Student Support Services and Recruitment here from MSU's College of Education. Dr. Margaret Krakow also joins us. She's chairperson of the Department of Teacher Education here at MSU's College of Education as well. We'll point out that we are under the impression here that, and I think one or both of you can confirm this, that Alicia Merriweather, the interim superintendent of DPS, has suggested that even though they are being, encouraged to pursue non-certified teachers, I suppose, or that they will have the authority, that she does not intend to use it. And she's been pretty explicit about that. This gets a little tricky, though, because she does have that interim in front of her name, so we don't know. There's also a new school board on the horizon. Who knows how all of these people are going to feel about this?
Yeah, I think that, one of the things that you've just pointed out in such a nicely encapsulated version is the ambiguity, the lack of stability in this situation. And I would say that this is not in the best interests of DPS to be in such an ambiguous, unstable situation. I think that we would like to see, as Sonia's pointing out, ways of dealing with Detroit that are analogous or the equivalent to the ways in which we deal with the rest of the state of Michigan, which is to hold teachers to a high standard, to insist that we have certified teachers. One of the things, interestingly, we know, even with the what may be perceived from the outside as significant turnover and change of a negative sort in Detroit, is that the average teacher working in Detroit has a tenure of somewhere between 14 and 15 years. This shows a significant amount of commitment on the part of Detroit's teaching force for the children of Detroit. And I know from my own research with former students that what they are looking for, whether they're teaching in New York or in any place in Michigan, is that they want stability. They want to, as anyone might expect, know what the future holds. So this situation is very damaging.
In the limited time we have left, let me introduce what you might consider a cynical viewpoint, but I want to put it out there. Some number of our listeners are hearing this and may well be thinking, well, of course, a college of education whose bread is buttered by students pursuing teaching degrees and certificates, of course they're going to make a case for more stringent standards. A cynical view, perhaps, in your view, but how do you respond to someone who is thinking that?
I think we have the expertise in colleges of education because this is our life, this is our profession. We do a lot of research on these questions. And if that leads us to a position that makes a claim that based on that research, we think that every teacher should go through a program like ours or the other many fine programs of teacher certification throughout the state, it's based in research rather than in being self-serving.
I would agree with that. I would say that those cynics are right. We do have a position about this based upon what we know, based upon what we understand, and based upon what we've experienced. So we are not taking this position only because we're a college of education. We're taking this as a position as a very informed college of education.
We want to thank our guests, Sonia Gunnings-Moten, Assistant Dean of Student Support Services and Recruitment at MSU's College of Education. Dr. Margaret Crocco is chairperson of the Department of Teacher Education, also at MSU's COE. Of course, as we've learned, the DPS will be relaxing its standards regarding certification of classroom teachers. Not clear how that's going to unfold, but we have dealt with it here this morning. We hope it was constructive. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us, Mark.